Hi everyone, so it's been a while since I did the last part of this, but yeah, a lot's been going on lately, so I'll just give you a mini update type thing. Like, I'm in finals right now, and pretty much I've got like 3 exams this week, and they're driving me crazy. And it's kind of why I decided to record this right now, because I need like a couple of minutes to pretend that I'm not on the verge of like having a complete meltdown. But yeah, so this is like the third time I'm recording this part, and I don't know, my anxiety has gotten the best of me, and I just haven't been able to upload the parts that I recorded before. So the questions that I'm gonna be answering, I have answered twice before, even though it's been a while. But yeah, so, but sorry about that. So yeah, my anxiety's just been so bad lately, and then I got quite sick amongst that as well a couple of weeks ago, and I've just been trying to figure everything out and trying not to explode. But yeah, I'm just so sick of school right now. But like, see, what I'm trying to do, I was doing a single degree before, and then I transferred into a double degree. So I'm basically finishing a 2.5 year degree in 1 year, and oh my gosh, I don't know what I was thinking. So like, at this point, I'm completely burnt out, and I'm just trying to soldier on through and like, get my degree. I've got one more semester, which I finish in about February, I think, February, March next year. And I'm just so sick of it all. I just want it to be over. But anyway, I'll just go into the questions now. I'm sorry that was a bit of a ramble, but I hope you all are doing okay. So let me just bring up the questions. Okay. Feels weird answering them so many times, but here we go. Despite that, I'll probably still ramble like crazy, but anyway. Okay, first question. Top 5 songs of all time. I've said this last times, but it's so hard for me to pick a top 5 of all time. But see, what happens is I get into like, I'll like find a song that I have listened to before, or I'll find a new song and I'll just listen to that like continuously for a long time. And then I have like a playlist of my current favorite songs, and I'll just listen to those on repeat. So I'll give you that playlist and maybe a bit of why and stuff. I think there's like 14, 15 songs on it. So about this time last year, actually, I listened to Viva La Vida. That's the first one on the list. These aren't in any particular order, it's just how I just put them in the playlist. I always put it on shuffle, to keep up with, just for surprises, I guess. That made no sense, but you get what I mean. But yeah, this time last year, I found Viva La Vida again, and I actually listened to the lyrics, and like, they resonated with me so much. And yeah, like, I don't know, I like those, the lyrics that I feel like I relate to them so much with, I don't know, the kingdom crumbling and all that. Like, obviously I don't have a kingdom, but you get what I mean. It's funny because the first song is like the song that resonated with me last year that I had listened to before and never really listened to the lyrics and, kind of thought about what it means, and the last song is the same. Yeah, like that's the one that happened this year a couple of days ago. But anyway, the next song is Mystery of Love by Sufjan Stevens. I love that song, it's beautiful, and oh my gosh, the whole movie Call Me by Your Name is just, oh, so good. I'll put it at like top 2 movies of all time. It's my top 2 favorite movies of all time. Next song is A Sky Full of Stars by Coldplay. Oh, I just think it's a great song. Then I have Safe and Sound by Taylor Swift, which is from the Hunger Games soundtrack. Then I have two songs by Thomas Rhett, Marry Me and Unforgettable. Marry Me is, oh, that song's so sad, but, and the music video just breaks my heart, but it's such a beautiful song. And Unforgettable, oh, it's like such an upbeat, like, awesome love story song. I love it. Next song is Shut Up and Dance by Walk the Moon. I don't know why, it just got stuck in my head one day and I hadn't listened to it in forever, and I don't think I ever actually listened to it on purpose. It always was playing on the radio, or I walked into the store and they were playing the song, but the song got stuck in my head and I added it to the playlist, and I love that song right now. Then I have Girls Just Wanna Have Fun, because that's another awesome song. That's a song that I can't I like I love when I'm home alone to, like, blast a song and run around the house like a crazy person dancing. It's just so much fun. Then I have Let Her Go by Passenger. That's another beautiful song and so sad. And then I have two songs by Owl City, Vanilla Twilight and Fireflies. Fireflies because it was a hit. Like, I love that song so much, and like I remember the time that I actually saw fireflies in the distance, like millions of them, and oh, it was so beautiful. And I was just thinking about that time, and I don't know, that song got stuck in my head again. And Vanilla Twilight, fun story with that, my first ever audio was like about that song, kind of, in a way. It was god awful. I don't know what I was thinking, but yeah, it was my first audio. Then I have two songs by Taylor Swift, Call It What You Want and New Year's Day, both from Reputation, and I'm a huge Taylor Swift fan. Like, she's the only artist that I actively, like, look out for her stuff. So, like, when she drops a new album or like a new song, I need to get on that. Oh, I love her songs, and Call It What You Want is, it's just, oh, it's such a lovely song, and like, oh, I really hope I find love like that at some point in my life. And New Year's Day is also so lovely, and that song has a special place in my heart. And she actually also, it was Jimmy Fallon. His mother died last year, unfortunately, and yeah, she was on the show and she sang that song. And there's just this one line. He was telling a story about his mom and how she squeezed his hand three times to say that, she loves him. Like, she apparently did it all his life, I think. And then there's a line in the song that squeezed my hand three times at the back of the taxi, and it wasn't even planned, and it worked out so perfectly. And I don't know, I just, that like really makes me happy, and oh, it's a lovely song. I recommend it. I recommend all the songs here, basically. Then I have Fight Song by Rachel Platten. I think that's how you pronounce her last name. I don't know how I actually first. Oh, I do remember. I was at uni and I was on Pandora, like listening to just music while I was studying, and that song came up. I was on just some random radio. That was probably a Taylor Swift radio, let's be real. But yeah, and then this song came up and I fell in love with this song. It's a great song. And then the song that I've been playing pretty much nonstop for the last couple of days is How to Save a Life by The Fray. It's been calming me down so much. Like, I've listened to this song many times before, but I really like listened to it a couple of days ago, and it feels so right for the situation that I'm in right now. Like, with my mental state and all that, like, just, I know, it's kind of like, feel like I'm singing the song to myself whenever I hear it. But yeah, those are my songs. And first question, and we're already 10 minutes in, and I'm sorry that I'm like so rambly, but it is what it is, that's who I am. Second question, what is something you've always wanted to try but have never had the chance to, whether food or experiences or something else? I was talking about this to a friend a few days ago. It's just I really want to try oysters. I haven't done that before, but I was saying to her that I'm like scared of trying them in public. So I have to figure that out somehow. But another thing that like I really want to do, and I've been thinking about it so much lately, like I'm a crim student, and I'm a psych student. I'm crim and psych both. Like I've criminal psychology, where they both come together, is like the best thing ever. But say that I'm like obsessed with serial killers, basically, and like you know the pathology behind them, even though the pathology doesn't really matter here. But like I want to go to London and do the Jack the Ripper walk. Oh, I like really want to do that like so much, but. Not happening anytime soon, but I hope it will happen at some point in my life. Be a great experience. Next question. What's the smallest thing that can make you happy? Ooh. I mean, honestly, like making other people happy makes me so happy. That's like, I feel like that's the only thing that makes me happy at this point. And I have a lot of family friends, and a lot of them are really young as well. The kids, like, I don't know, like, my cousin-in-law, she, like, always says that kids, like, gravitate towards me because they think I'm a kid too, because I'm so short. But yeah, basically, like, yeah, whenever, like, a kid comes over, like a family friend, they always run to me and give me the biggest hug, and that makes me so happy. And honestly, making my brother happy makes me the happiest of all. Like, just my younger brother, he is autistic, and just I don't know, if I can make him smile, that's like, oh, just it's the best thing ever. He's a I don't even know what to say. It makes me, that's the one thing that makes me really, really happy. Those things, I guess. Next question. Any hidden talents? I'm a very untalented person. So there's not. I don't know if I actually. I can do card tricks, like. Yeah, I guess that's it, like. I like, you know, sleight of hand, card magic tricks, like. I used to practice that a lot, back when I had time. It's been a while, but, like, I can still do them. And. Yeah, that's probably my hidden talent. Okay, number five. What's something that you can't do that someone your age should know how to do? Seems so stupid, but I cannot tell my lefts and rights. Like, actually, there is only one situation in which I can tell my lefts and rights, and that's when I'm sitting on the driver's seat because I know I'm sitting on the right side, and like, to go to the right side, I just go to the side that I'm sitting on, you know, if that makes sense. But like, if I'm in the passenger seat, no clue. I have to think about it. When I'm in the back seat, any other seat, any other situation, I need to think about it. And usually I have to get my hands out and like, you know, the L with my pointer finger and thumb. But I don't know, like, I remember when I was 8 years old, like, even at eight, my mom was like, "How can you not tell your lefts and rights?" And now I'm 21 years old and I still can't do it. But I guess it's just one thing that's like my brain can't do. I don't know why, but it is what it is. Question six. What's your absolute one rule in life? In other words, your golden rule. Honestly, I don't really have a golden rule. Like, maybe treat others the way you want to be treated, but honestly, I have more of a rule with, like, it's not a rule for me as much as it is for other people who talk to me. It's basically, why am I lost for words right now? Basically, if you're talking to me after about, let's say 12 a.m. If you're talking to me after midnight, sometimes earlier than that, but like, don't take me seriously. Because I'll say the craziest stuff, and like, you know, I'll make a complete fool of myself and say stupid, crazy stuff. Basically, like, my rule is that I'm pretty much drunk after 12, even though I don't drink. You have to consider me as if I'm drunk or like I'm high basically. The other day I was talking to a friend and I was just randomly came up with the realization. I was just like, "Oh my god, like when you're driving, your ha you like your life is quite literally in your hands because you're controlling the car with the steering wheel and you're controlling the steering wheel with your hands." And he was just like, "Are you okay?" Well, how did that realization come? And then he was just like, "That is so true though," but I don't know, I have weird moments like that, and it usually happens after 12 a.m., but usually, like, basically, if I'm sleep deprived, I'm kind of crazy. But I guess that's my one rule. Well, I'll go with the treat others the way you want to be treated. I've never really thought about it. I'll need to think about it. Next question. What is something that's coming in the near future that you're most excited for? As I said, I'm graduating, which, oh my god, just, I'm so over it at this point. Just give me the degrees, please. Get me out of here, even though I'm gonna be right back in school, though I'm thinking about taking a semester off to, keep my sanity. But yeah, I'm probably gonna be doing a master's degree on what, I'm not quite sure yet. Well, actually, I know what I want to do, but like, I'm being told to do something else, which was my original plan, so I'm still like considering it, but like, I really want to do with this new thing. But yeah, we'll have to wait and see. Next question. What is the most important quality in a person? Not a romantic interest, but just a human being in general to you. Ooh. Just be kind, be genuine, and like, want to help people. Like, and a little kindness goes such a long way. Like, I can just. Okay, thinking of an example. This was a couple months ago. I love going to the library. And the library I go to, it's in front of like kind of a small like mall. There's just a couple of shops there, like, for groceries and some other stuff. But anyway, yeah, like they were doing construction on the car park, so it was really hard to get like a parking spot those days because it's quite busy normally, and like half the parking spots are like closed off because of the construction. But yeah, I was driving looking for a car park, for somewhere to park my car, and a parking spot. That's what it's called. That's not important. Anyway. And then there was a woman who was leaving, and she looks right at me, and she was just like, you can take my spot because I'm leaving. And I don't know, I parked my car and I just sat there, and like, I don't know, I was getting really emotional because I was like, that's such a nice thing to do. And I don't know why it was making me so emotional that day, but like, it's just such a small thing. Like, and she didn't know how happy it made me either. Like, but that's probably not the best example, but it's an example nonetheless. But just small things like that, just it goes a long way. And yeah, I don't know what else. I guess confidence is another thing that like I like. Okay, and well, one thing I dislike is it's okay, not that okay, I don't know how to put this, and I don't want to offend people. But like, I don't know, be confident, but like cockiness in a very I'm the best kind of way, not in a confident way, but like in a cocky way that just, I know that really gets on my nerves, but confidence is quite important in a person. And yeah, I guess I know what to say. I don't know, I love just, everybody's unique, and I love personalities, and before I even started my psych degree, I wanted to study personality psychology because I find personality so fascinating. And just because you have a personality trait that I don't like, or a quality that I don't like, that doesn't mean that I don't like you. But it just, you know, everybody's so unique and you gotta get to know everybody. But yeah, that's it. Next question, and this might be the last question in this part because I've already been rambling for quite a while. The same similar lines as the last question, but what is a physical trait that you look for in a partner? Honestly, like, I'm more of a personality person. Yeah, I don't really care about looks too much. If at all, like, honestly, like, I'm not that picky with that. But one thing I would say is that I'd like a guy who's taller than me. And I'm 4'9". That's not that difficult. And by tall, I mean like 5'4" is enough for me. 5'4", 5'6" is good. Though, like, I'd prefer someone a bit taller than me. That doesn't rule people who are shorter than me, but like at my height, there's very few people who are that much that are shorter than me. It's because, like, honestly, in supermarkets and stuff, when I'm doing groceries and like stuff is on the highest shelf, if I'm alone, like I'm gonna have to climb the shelves. And I'm young right now and I can do that because, like, you know, it's still strange, but, like, you know, I have the capability of doing that. But in a couple of years, I'm not gonna be able to do that anymore. And I want someone who can reach stuff for me, basically. But honestly, it doesn't matter that much. Though I really love the idea of someone way taller than me. It's just, I don't know, like, this. You just imagine this tall guy and then, like, me, this tiny little munchkin right next to him. I don't know. I love juxtapositions, and I think that's kind of a juxtaposition with, like, you know, if I reach his shoulders or something. I was actually at a wax museum and I stood next to the tallest guy, like, a wax sculpture of the tallest guy, and I was, like, literally up to his hip. I thought that was the funniest thing ever. Obviously, that's too far, but, like, I don't know, I like height differences. I think, I don't know. And again, at 4'9", that's not gonna be that difficult, and, like, it's likely to happen that it'll be a height difference. Like, even my friends who are 5'2" look so tall next to me. So, yeah, wow, now that I think about it, that's like, whew, I am short. I love being short though. Like, I wouldn't, you could tell me that, like, if I did something, I'd grow like a few inches and I can be tall, and I'd never take that. Like, I like being short. I really do. And, you know, tall people are really nice, so if I do need to, if I'm not alone in a supermarket, which reminds me of another story a couple of weeks ago, because I usually do climb shelves, but this was in the frozen section, and I didn't want to climb a refrigerator, basically, like the fridge. So, yeah, there was this guy, he was like good 6'7". So I had to ask him to get the stuff for me because I don't want to make a fool of myself. But yeah, I don't know. That just seems really cool. I don't know why I'm still rambling on about this. Like, it makes sense. I mean, that's logical. But yeah, I guess that'll be the last question. Because I really do need to get back to studying. So thank you guys for listening to my rambles, and I'm sorry for hopping on for so long. But thank you so much for, you know, helping me calm down a little bit, even. And I'm sorry I'm talking so fast, it's like nervous tick again. But yeah, if you have any more questions, I'll leave the link to the form on the post, and feel like a YouTuber now. Subscribe to my subreddit. I'm just kidding. If you've seen this, you're obviously already, I don't know. Well, actually, you don't have to be, whatever, it doesn't matter. Yeah, if you have any more questions, you can ask on the form or on the post. I'm not gonna promise anything because, you know, life is unexpected, but I am taking finals right now, so in a week, I'm gonna be on break, though it's gonna be for a week, and I have a semester starting right after that. My classes are online, so, I'll probably have a bit more time, and, yeah, and obviously beginning of semester is not as busy as the end of semester, so hopefully I'll get some more, I'll do another part to this very soon, but, yeah, thank you for listening. I hope you're having an amazing day, night, morning, whatever, wherever you are. And yeah, until next time.